That bothers me. I'm not concerned about hell. I got that covered. I don't like to crucify, Hebrews 6, I don't like to crucify the Son of God afresh. He's blessed me too much for me to not live worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're going to wise up about your life, you got to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Can I get a witness up in here? Oh, bless his name. And then verse 8. I love it. Because one of the parts of prosperity is God wants you and me to be healthy. Okay? 3 John verse 2. There's only one chapter. 3 John verse 2. God says, I would above all things that you would what? Prosper and? Even as? Now check this out. You want to be free. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Number 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Say ouch if you can't say amen. And with the final fruits. Okay. I got to pay the utilities bill. Okay, well, you know we got to have the mortgage. The Lord expects us to have a place. And then we'll see what we have. No. With the first fruit of all your increase. Verse 10. Hallelujah, I love this. So your bonds, your 401ks will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. God told me to tell you, Tacoma Park, prepare for overflowing blessings. That's the kind of life he wants you to live. That's what he wants for this church. Overflowing blessing. You know how we do. I preach 40 weekends a year somewhere. So I am an expert on church potlucks. And I've heard this speech I don't know how many times. Now, beloved, we did not expect such a crowd. You know, we've prepared and we want all of you to get, but when you go through line, we have sliced the rolls in half. Pour a little extra water in the soup. We're going to ask that you just take a little bit, and if there's any, no, that's not the kind of life God has for you. When he fed 5,000 in John chapter 6, how many baskets were left over? One for each disciple. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Ephesians 3 puts it this way, verse 20, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. If you can think it, God's plan for your life is bigger than that. And then there's a final thing that I want to tell you, and that's in verses 11 and 12. I love this. Because if you're going to be free, you need to know this. My son or daughter, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Ouch! Nor detest his correction. Ouch! For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the son or daughter in whom he delights. If you're going to wise up about your life, prepare to live prosperously, find favor with God and humanity, refuse to live without God's guidance, fear God and depart from evil, prepare for overflowing blessings, and prepare for God's correction. My mother was the daughter of a South Carolina sharecropper, fourth grade education, migrated to Baltimore. My mother was a world-class disciplinarian. If spanking had been an Olympic sport, my mother would have been a multiple gold medal winner. My mother, we had morning and evening worship, single parent. She gave us nickels to memorize Bible verses. That's why I know so many Bible verses. But if you ran into my other siblings, they could quote the same verses I quote. But she inoculated us against the pathology of our toxic environment. You want to know about my neighborhood? If you've ever heard about the HBO program, The Wire, I haven't seen it, but it's talking about the neighborhood I grew up in. Prostitutes on the corner, drug pushers. This was hard edge pathology. Every time the church door opened, Elder Wright, we were there. Early morning prayer service, Wednesday night prayer meeting. We stayed in church all day, you know, bring a lunch, okay? And then we called it MV, missionary, we all day long. My mother would tell us when we did something wrong, she said, I'm not going to spank you now. She says, I'm coming like a thief in the night. She was trying to get word in us even to evening. One day I did something so terrible that my mother did what she didn't usually do. She made me go and pick the switch. Now, you don't know what that does to your mind. And you don't know how that strengthens your prayer life. Went out there, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim in this barren land. I am weak, but you are mighty. Guide me with your powerful hand. I brought the switch back in, and what I had done was so egregious that my siblings were already in mourning for me. You know, anytime you got siblings up there talking about, you know, just shaking their head. Because my mama, if you laughed when one was being spanked, she, oh, it's funny to you, so you would join in. So they had the most somber expressions on their face. Their moods were bathed in bathos. And I brought the switch in. You don't want it too thick. You don't want it too thin. The ones that sing through the... Now, my mother frequently said something to us that I always felt... I said, I never heard my mother lie except in those moments when she would say, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I wouldn't say it to her. I wouldn't even move my lips. But in my mind, I'd be saying, liar. My mama went at it. My siblings were there in a circle watching the chairs. You know, they get the chairs to see this. This is a show. Because we didn't have any TV, so this was as good as it was going to get. Sing, sing. Now, normally, you know, I know when mama is about coming to the end, and that was when I usually would fall out feigning unconsciousness, you know. But this time when I fell out, you know, he's left for dead. You know, I fell out. She got a second wind. And Pastor, it shocked me so much, the energy, because I thought, the energy that I opened my eyes to see, has somebody else come in there? You know? And then I saw it. And I saw it. I saw a single parent who was trying to save her wayward child. Her face, Pastor Wright, was soaked with tears. My mama was crying as she administered that corporal punishment. She was basically saying, I'm going to beat the Gehenna out of him.
Somebody explain that to you on the way home.
Because those I love, I've got to correct, and it may be painful, but I love you too much to leave you in this condition, and sometimes I have to put you on your back to get you to look up so I can set you free, and you will be free indeed.
And so on this Sabbath that launches our time together of spiritual inspiration and revival. I want to talk to someone who has experienced God's correction. I want to talk to someone who, like the prodigal son, has gone through famine and you're now in the pig pen. I want to talk to someone who has brought outward reproach upon the name of Christ. And today you are willing to come back home, to be restored to the fellowship, to, if necessary, be re-baptized. I'm talking to someone who says that point you made about fearing God, reverential awe, not cringing trepidation, and departing from evil, I'm ready to come back home. That's what God told me to say to you today, to make that appeal. Tomorrow's not promised, but today you can be set free. And you didn't even come intending on returning. But today you want to say all to Jesus, I surrender. All to him I freely give. I want you to bow your heads because we're going to pray. But I want that prodigal daughter, that prodigal son, to just stand up where you are. If you're coming back to Jesus today, I just want you to stand where you are, in the balcony or on the floor. Lord, I hear you. I'm feeling you today, and I want to return to the fold. Where are you, man, woman? Just stand up and say, I'm ready to come back. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You have that kind of courage today? Just stand up. I'll pray for you right where you're standing. Just stand up where you are. Say, devil, I got to do this. I'm sorry. I got to do this. I got to do this. Praise God. Praise God for you and you. I got to do this. I surrender my all. Oh, I surrender my all and all. God bless you and you. And you and you, blessed Savior, I surrender. I'm giving him my everything. I'm wising up about my life. In the balcony, just stand. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Humbly at his. God bless you. Feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Oh, take me, Jesus. Just stand up for him. Oh, I surrender my all. He's calling you. This is your moment of decision. Don't let the enemy cheat you out of this moment of breakthrough and freedom. Let the chains fall. Blessed Savior. He's worthy. I surrender. Oh, somebody else needs to stand right now and surrender your all. Come back. Come back. He stands at the door, knocks. Sing that refrain one more time and then we're done. There's a powerful spirit in this place. Don't miss this opportunity. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God. I see you in the back. Praise God. Praise. Let's do that one more time. The Holy Ghost is still pushing this thing. Let's do it again. I surrender my all. Oh, I surrender my all and all to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Oh, yes. Heavenly Father, your precious children stand today because they know that servants in your house are better off than children of the king in the pig pen. And so they return with the commitment to approach you who are worthy with reverential awe, and with a commitment to by your grace and by your power depart from evil. Oh, my Father, seal the commitments of these courageous sons and daughters of the cross with your precious blood. And as you said of Zacchaeus, may it be said of these dear ones, today salvation has come to your home. Now, before we end this appeal, I just don't want to stop without giving one other person a chance to get in the lifeboat. That's how much I love you. That's how much Christ loves you. Is there one other person who wants to say, I missed it, but I'm ready to get in the lifeboat, and what you prayed for them, I wanted to apply to my life as well. Where are you? Where are you? Just, I'm getting in the lifeboat right now. I'm coming back. I'm leaving free. My chains are gone. Where are you? In the balcony or on the floor? Just quickly slip up. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless, oh God, and keep these dear ones. And may today be the beginning of a renewed journey with you that will not end. But may these dear ones walk with you in white, in a land beyond sun, moon, and stars, where the days know neither dawn nor darkness. We pray this prayer in the sweet name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.